Now, real people, real opinions, Nighttime Talk.
Ireland's classic hits radio.
It's been a huge night in Malmo in Sweden, and we are blessed and honoured. And indeed, we're in the presence of radio royalty. Clint Dreiberg is over in Malmo, Sweden. How did it go, Clint? Tell us all about it.
G'day, Gary. Yes, it's a very exciting night for Ireland in more than one way. Not only did Johnny Logan return to the Eurovision stage tonight and belted out a very nice cover of the former winning song for Sweden, Loreen's Euphoria, but Ireland is through to the grand final after a drought of 4 years, Gary. We have finally made it through.
Well
Andy
done.
Andy Thug, the non-binary contestant that has sung on the stage their song Doomsday Blues. A very intriguing performance on stage. She told me during the week, Gary, she's not just acting a witch on stage. She's not just performing as a witch. She is a witch. She practices witchcraft, or I should be saying they, apologies, practice witchcraft. And it's quite, it was quite a dazzling performance that all through the rehearsals, all the many days that I've been here, seeing her work the craft on stage, people have been fascinated by her, by they. And they have been voting in their droves for Ireland, it seems, because we are one of the 10 countries through from the 15 that showed off tonight at the semi-finals here in Malmö. And that means, as I said, for the first time in 4 years, Ireland will be there Saturday night. Get your Eurovision party planned, because we will be there 9 o'clock Saturday night. It's a very exciting.
I love it. I love a bit of Eurovision, Clint. And she captivated the audience and blew the roof off the place. And we've got a little clip, so I'm just going to play that quickly and then we'll come back to you and you can just describe what happened. Okay. Oh, the big cheer at the end. I have to say, it's growing on me. It's good, isn't it?
It's a good song. I don't ask me what it means or anything like that, but it is a, it's a performance that, as I keep saying, captivated the nation. I think there was a lot of, unfortunately, you know, some criticism about Ireland sending Bambi Thug. People weren't entirely sure that this was the right look for Ireland. Were they going to do well? And was this what we wanted to show on the world stage? There's 37 countries competing in the Eurovision this year. There's a cloud of political turmoil going on, and there was lots of people saying we shouldn't be even participating because of that, let alone the fact that we're sending someone who's non-binary and looks a little bit different. So they have really gone above and beyond to get to this stage. You know, any other performer could have crumbled under all this pressure. And, you know, I've seen the things on social media people have been saying about Bambi Thug. It's not all nice. But they have just been quite resolute, not bothered about that. They have their opinion on what's going on in Israel. And that doesn't affect this performance. This is a competition. It's a song competition. And if Israel should be here or shouldn't be here, that's for other people to decide. That's not for the artist to decide. And Bambi Thug has been very vocal about that. And I kind of agree with that. I mean, I don't want to get into agreeing or disagreeing about whether Israel should be here or not, but it's a song contest and the other people should be deciding that. We decided that Russia shouldn't have been here 2 years ago and maybe Israel shouldn't be here this year, but that's for someone else to decide.
Yeah, but politics,
we're going to be here Saturday night.
I know, it's an incredible achievement when you think about it. And I remember when I saw Sweden winning last year, I said to myself, oh, they've matched us. We could lose our crown as the most wins in Eurovision as Ireland. And I think, honestly, I think this year it was a clever thing to do, was to send Bambi Thug, because this is the kind of stuff that does well at the Eurovision these days. Spectacle performance, they can sing. And, you know, it's not a bad song and it's doing really well with the bookies across Europe, isn't it?
Yeah, it's more than just a song these days. I mean, you know, it's more than what Paul Harrington did and what Johnny Logan did all those years for Ireland. You have to put on something that is a spectacle that people will remember, You have to dress a certain way to be remembered. You have to look a certain way. I mean, Bambi was one of a few weird and wonderful things on stage today. We had a Finnish bloke who doesn't wear a lot of clothes and hatches himself out of a denim-clad egg on stage, and he's through to the grand final on the weekend. We have Baby Lasagna from Croatia. They're one of the crowd favourites, and I think will be a favourite come grand final night on Saturday as well. So these are the things that, you know, stand out. And now that we can say a witch from Ireland is into the grand final of Eurovision, that's really what we're talking about here. That will be the headline, not just in Ireland tomorrow, but across Europe, that an Irish witch is singing for Ireland in the Eurovision come Sunday night.
Hashtag Crown the Witch has been flying on social media. Very
good. It's worked. It's worked. Yeah. Yeah, it's worked. And now the real, you know, campaigning will begin because we have to get through the rest of the semi-finals, which are on Thursday night. So there'll be another batch of 16 in the semi-finals on Thursday. And then there'll be 26 competing on Saturday night. So 10 from each of the semi-finals, plus the big five, they call it, the five huge countries that pay for Eurovision each year, and the winner from last year. But interestingly, Bambi has kind of got a bet each way in keeping that neck and neck, that big staff that has been running for a few years now. Sweden has won seven Eurovisions. Ireland has won seven Eurovisions. And Bambi has Swedish heritage. So all the press over here have been sort of claiming her as a bit of their own. So if Bambi does win, it could be... Exactly. It could be a Swedish/Irish win, and then we'll keep everything neck and neck still.
I love it. And you're going to stay out there, are you?
I'm staying out here to the bitter end. So let's see if we can bring home the microphone, the crystal microphone on Saturday night for Ireland.
They've got Clint there. They've got a winning combination right there. Clint, thanks so much for talking to us tonight. It's brilliant to talk to you. Somebody that's at the Eurovision.
Great to talk to you, Gary.
Ireland are through. Enjoy the rest of your week.
Oh, yeah, it's going to be fun now that we're in. It's going to be great fun.
Yeah, I'll see you when you get back. Thanks so much, Clint. Good luck.
Yeah, Gary, bye-bye.
Here is the legend, Johnny Logan himself. He never lost it. An absolute legend. Johnny Logan, huh? I think he's won it 2.5, well, 3 times if you include Why Me. He wrote it, but he performed with Hold Me Now, and oh my God, what a man.
You're listening to Nighttime Talk
with Recruit.ie, Ireland's new online job search. Search for your dream job today on Recruit.ie.
Ireland's classic hits radio.
You're very welcome back to Nighttime Talk with Gary Brennan. Here with you till midnight. Get in touch with the programme and let us know what you're thinking on 087-188-0008. We've had a brilliant show so far talking about protests and Eurovision. It does be like that. It's a bit of a mixed bag. But the Eurovision, of course, is topical tonight because the first semi-final went ahead in Malmo in Sweden, and Ireland got through to the final. We got through to the final. It's going to be so exciting on Saturday. So those Eurovision parties, you know, the ones you used to go to and we weren't in it and it was no crack at all, and you'd be sitting there going, I think, you know, Moldova's going to win, or I think Italy's going to win, or whatever it is. Well, this year Ireland are in the final. Bambi Thug blew the roof off the gaff, and they are through, and they're going to proudly represent the country on Saturday night. And we want to know what you think of the Eurovision. What's your favourite memory? Do you like the Eurovision? Do you watch the Eurovision? Were you watching it tonight? Let us know on 087-188-0008. And I've got Martin here. Martin thinks it's a waste of money. Go ahead there, Martin. A waste of money, says you.
Good evening, Gary. Welcome to the watershed. Welcome to the watershed, where you get to be the ringmaster between divergent opinions. I do think it's a waste of money. Right. It was originally set up to promote technical side of communications across continents and across the world. But it's diverged into what I regard as a hellhole. It's a long, long time since I watched anything on the Eurovision. Actually, I think the last time I saw it would have been when Riverdance was performed
30 years ago.
30 years ago, I wasn't a fan, but I have to say that night I did watch, and it was a, what's the word I'm looking for? It was a moment in which Ireland really came to the forefront. I think everyone in that arena was on their feet for a standing ovation, but it went beyond the arena. I think it went around the world to anyone who could see it.
Well, it seems it was a bit of a watershed for the country, wasn't it? I mean, there's many things that have happened in Irish history, and I suppose, you know, Riverdance is a bit superfluous, showbiz, but it was important. It was when Ireland put their foot forward and they said, listen, we're Irish and we're proud of our culture, and it was absolutely breathtaking.
I think it was more than a watershed. It was something of a national cathartic moment, if you can kind of grasp what I'm talking about, you know. Because I think, you know, there's this thing about Ireland taking its place among the nations of the world. We're never going to be a superpower. We're never going to be a country that is leading in industry. In certain technologies, yes, but certainly not in industry. Not in a lot of things. But Ireland, you know, was known as the land of saints and scholars. We produced, and still do, to be honest, to a degree, but we have in our past produced probably, in my opinion, more than our fair share, proportionally, the best authors, the best poets, the best playwrights, the best lyricists.
Aren't we known for being great at the arts? Is that why we won it seven times, and maybe an eighth?
Absolutely, absolutely. But, you know, I personally, I think that has been polluted. It's been driven by what's been mentioned earlier on, a woke agenda. I think I have no interest. I mean, I don't even have a television. That's how little interest I have in it.
You don't have a television?
I have seen when I've been, you know, in a relative's house or whatever. On two occasions, I saw this man, Bambi Thug. Sorry, Gary. I'm not going to give in to that compelled speech. I have my opinion. I respect anyone else's opinion. If they want to call, okay, I'll use the word this individual.
I'm just saying that's what they want to be referred to as. That's all I'm doing.
I want to be referred to as the most handsome man in the world, but there you go. It's never going to happen, is it? Because,
maybe
you know,
you are,
I'm basically...
Martin, I can't see you.
No, trust me. I'm not. The point I'm trying to make is, you know, we had an outstanding record. Pardon me, I do apologise. We had an outstanding record with the Eurovision. I think it's past its sell-by date, to be perfectly honest with you. I don't have a television, as I explained to Niall many times, for the very simple fact that there's nothing good on television for me. I think I won't pay a licence fee to have a box in the corner which has no relevance to me. But I think it has an influence on our national psyche. I don't think that what's gone out tonight is good. I saw one thing a while ago where, and I will use the expression, this individual, if you're not comfortable with me calling him a man.
It's not me, it's Bambi.
Okay, if be honest with you, Gary, I don't care. I'm not going to give in to compelled speech. And if any of the politicians or our so-called justice for minister or anything wants to call my expressing my opinion hate speech, if they want to send the guards banging down my door, let them at it. You know, they will say that people gathering outside their house, I would never, ever support violence or threats of violence, but they would say, you know, people shouldn't be gathering outside the doors of politicians. If they're doing so peacefully, what's the problem? Because, you know, we're being told, oh, the guards can come into your house, and, you know, hundreds of years of jurisprudence are being overturned to the point where a person is no longer innocent until proven guilty. This bill, if it was to go through, would mean that any individual has to prove their innocence before a court. It's all nonsense. It's all woke politics. It's an agenda.
Well, Martin, if anyone went into your house, they wouldn't find a television anyway, that's for sure. But maybe the most handsome man in the world would be sitting there.
They won't find the television. They will find many, many, many books. And if they want to look through those books for evidence of me promoting hate speech or anything else, they better be prepared to read for a very, very long time or have a huge team.
Martin, stay on the line there because I want to go to Terry. Now, Terry has a personal take on what happened tonight in the Eurovision. You think the song is good, Terry, don't you?
I think it's a very good song, yeah. I think it's the best chance I'll have for a long, long time because the more you listen to it, it's kind of catchy, isn't it, you know?
Yeah, it does. It grows on you, doesn't it?
And it seems the people that there seem to like it as well, don't they? So, you know, I just looking at the price there, 16-1, Paddy Paul's best price around. I think it's a great HOA chance. If it's only just, it should be in the top five anyway.
Is that to win it outright?
Yeah, but you do each way. You're going to get first five or something like that. So it's like 3 or 4, well, about 4-1. Yeah, about 4-1. It all depends on if it's going quarter of the odds or 50 of the odds.
And would you have a little flutter on the Eurovision?
I just had, yeah, because it's the best price around. I've seen more bookies going. The price won't be 16-1 this Saturday, guarantee that.
Well, good for you. And so you think Bambi Tug has a chance on Saturday, bringing it home for the 8th time to Ireland?
If it's not like in the past where countries voting for each other and all this, you know, the usual, you know what I mean? That just spoils the whole lot, you know what I mean?
The block voting.
Yeah, you know, I think it's changed now recently, hasn't it?
It has a bit, and a lot of people don't acknowledge that over the last few years. You've seen a big change. I mean, like, look at the UK. Was it last year? No, the year before last, the UK came second.
The year before last, yeah.
Yeah, and, you know, the year before that, they'd come last. The year before that, they'd come last. So they shot up to second place. And the black voting didn't explain that.
Yeah, actually, When she got through tonight, I think she's a chance, you know, a very good chance. And it's the kind of visual and the everything just kind of gels with a Eurovision song, you know what I mean?
Did you like the performance? Was it a spectacle? Was it the kind of thing that Eurovision loves?
She was a small bit out, I thought. She was just a bit off, just a bit, you know?
They were a bit nervous.
Well, she looked a bit kind of, you know, you're doing your rehearsals and the whole. It just looked a small bit off to me. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong, but she has been sick as well, hasn't she?
Well, it must be incredibly nerve-wracking to get up on that stage because you're looking at over 100 million people looking at you. That's 200 million eyeballs. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
I've been on Irish TV.
You haven't had it easy this week, has she? So,
no, it's been a tough one with food poisoning and that. And, you know...
Yeah, I think she'll do better in the final, you know, on Saturday night, actually. You know, I think getting over this hurdle, it'll be a lot easier, I think, in the final.
Right. Well, just stay there, Terry. I want to go to Eilish. Is it Eilish?
Yeah. Excuse me, Gary. How are you?
I'm very well. Am I saying that correct? Eilish or Eilish? Eilish.
Eilish.
Eilish. That's a lovely name.
Eilish.
Oh, tell you, that rolls off the tongue. Eilish. Now, you love Bambi.
Pardon?
Where are you from?
I'm originally from Kerry, but living in County Waterford now for a long time.
Oh, lovely.
Anyway, I think even from day one when I saw her and when she qualified, I just said this is totally different. I mean, she has the stage presence. And I know she screeches and all that, but that's all part of the witching process. And I just love the chorus. It all gets calm. And I thought the makeup, your man, the devil, as he's meant to be the devil, beside her. And it was just, I think it was a brilliant performance, absolutely. I think she, you know, I put in my text, 21st century. I mean, you can't go back to ballads because that's not going to happen ever. Do you know what I mean? But, you know, I just loved her.
Well, I watched the selection process on the Late Late Show, and I watched all the songs, and I said to myself, right, which one do I like the most? And I said, well, the only one I remember, and it was after watching all of them, you know, the Euro Song Selection thing that they do. It was only after I said, well, the only one I remember is the mad one, you know, the gothic kind of looking one. And I said, well, there you are. And I think that helped. And when you're looking at something like the Eurovision Song Contest, what it looks like is pretty much nowadays as important as what it sounds like. Isn't that right?
I mean, it's a spectacle. And she brought the house down, you know. She got a huge cheer and all that. And she just, you know, we can't be sending, like, I mean, we're a couple of disgraced things like Dustin and all that. We had to come this forward and create a spectacle to you know, to show the talents we have. Like the makeup, costumes, the dance, and then the difference in her voice, the way it gets so soft in the chorus, you know. I think she's phenomenal.
And there you are now. And how do you think the song Doomsday Blues stands up to the great Eurovision songs that we've sent over there? Hold Me Now, Rock and Roll Kids, What's Another Year? Is it in the mix, do you think? If you had all eight songs on a kind of mixed playlist and it popped up, would it stand out?
You're still speaking to me?
Yes.
Oh, sorry.
What's your favourite Eurovision song?
Oh my God. I think maybe Making Your Mind Up by Bucks Fizz, but of course the best memory is Riverdance.
Well, that was an interval act,
the interval act, and I think, you know, it's not necessarily just my favourite Irish entry, but I saw a snippet there at Bucks Fizz earlier and it brought me back. you know, and it was lively and everything like that. I mean, you know, so and Riverdance is phenomenal, 94. And like I said, I haven't watched Eurovision in its entirety for a long time. Now, I did have a peep at your man last year, that fellow in the gold suit, and sure he didn't get through. But I felt he might have been okay, but I tune in especially tonight because I really wanted to see her because they didn't give it much coverage over since she won. So it wasn't really played on air. It wasn't...
And will you be watching? Will you be watching on Saturday?
I mean, of course, yeah. Nothing else to be doing. No, I enjoyed it and I'm glad I watched it. I probably won't watch tomorrow's one now because, you know, they're all... I just wanted to see Bambi.
Right. Well, stay on the line there, Eilish. I want to go to Jessica. Now, Jessica,
yes.
you've a take on this one. Bambi Thug making a show of us.
I remember, Gary, when the Eurovision used to be about the songs, the music. Judging by this year's contest, it's who can make the biggest show of their country at all. Between her and then Finland with their win of 95. The one act I want to win is Croatia. He actually has stage presence. And if she's there getting nervous on stage, I'm sorry, love, you're in the wrong game. You knew what you signed up for going to Eurovision. So don't be acting like you're nervous.
What are you looking for in a Eurovision winner, Jessica?
Not looking like something out of The Omen.
Ouija pop. That's what they call it. Ouija pop. It's a new one for me.
No, that's with no. That was just a load of crap. That wasn't even music. It was screaming and then a mix of like a lullaby. Like, make up your mind. I'm very surprised people sent that over. We probably would have had better luck with Dustin. At least Dustin will bring you a bit of something you can dance to.
Dancing to Dustin the Turkey. Well, it must have done something right. It got through.
I actually don't know how. I would love to meet people who actually think she's good. I'd love to sit down with them and say, what is in your Spotify playlist to think that this is good? I know they say art is subjective, but there's art and then there's whatever the hell that was.
Yeah.
I'm actually shocked.
Man.
The last good winner I can think of was that girl. I think I'm going to pronounce her name wrong. Lorraine, I think she's from Sweden.
It was last year.
Yeah. She was good. And that wasn't weird or different. That was just an electro-pop ballad, which apparently you can't send anymore because they don't win, according to your last caller. But she won it, and she has... Like, that's probably one of her biggest songs now compared to her last one from 2015.
I believe Lorraine has a, if I'm pronouncing that correctly, I'm sure there's Eurovision experts now that'll be texting in. And indeed, actually, if you do love the Eurovision, do get in touch with us on 087-188-0008. But Lorraine, she has a mainstream... She has a mainstream career. I mean, the Eurovision was huge. It won it twice. And Sweden are brilliant at winning it. And we really need to win it. We need to get ahead of the Swedish, don't we?
Go back to the days of sending actual artists and not someone who's virtue signalling and just being weird for the sake of being weird.
I think from what I've seen now, I've obviously been working tonight, so I didn't get to see the actual show, but I believe the performance, Clint Dreiberg told us the performance was sensational.
We had four options to send. We could have sent a song that sounded different, had a bit of rock to it, and also showcased the Irish language, which, as we all know, sadly, is dying day by day. So how in the name of God did that not go through to showcase Ireland's new music act? And like I said, something that looks like out of a satanic cult gets to go. That does not make sense to me.
Okay, well, stay there, Jessica.
I honestly think we sent the wrong person.
All right, Jessica. Well, you just stay there for a second, because I'm gonna switch over to Kira. And Kira, you think the Eurovision is absolutely brilliant, and you watch it every year. You're a huge fan, Kira. Is that right?
Yeah, I think it's fantastic. Me and my group of friends, we watch it every year. And I think it's brilliant that Ireland is getting represented this year. I think Bambi Togo is a fantastic choice. Like you said yourself, I thought her song was definitely one of the best ones, as it was kind of the one that stayed in your head for the longest. Like, it was the most catchy. I think it's changed to what it was years ago. And like you were saying earlier on the programme, like, it's more of a spectacle. It's not necessarily just the voice now, but it's a performance. And sometimes, like, if the songs kind of can get lost on stage, if there's other performers that kind of take over. And I think Bambi is kind of an all-around good performer, good songwriter. Like, I think it's brilliant. And I just think, obviously, everyone has different music tastes and stuff like that. But I don't think, like, in my opinion, I believe it's very catchy and a great song, and it's fantastic to get Ireland into the final. Like, it's brilliant. Like, and I think everyone should, like, stand behind Ireland and, like, support.
Yeah, and you sound quite young, Kira. Do you remember the Eurovision of old, or would this be maybe one of the first Eurovisions that we've gotten to the final for you?
Well, yeah, the last one that Ireland got that far was probably Jedward for me. Like, but I am, like, a big Eurovision fan. Like, ABBA, obviously, are one of the biggest ones to come out of it. And in more recent years, Maneskin. But, yeah, I'm only 27, so I wasn't, like, I wouldn't really remember the other ones. But...
Well, Maneskin went on to have an incredible career. They're massive now. And they played the Three
Fantastic.
Arena. They played the Three Arena a couple of months ago. And I know a lot of people who went to it, and they said it was one of the best gigs they've ever been to. And, you know.
Fantastic. Yeah. I went to see them in the Three Arena, and I went over to London to see them as well. They were brilliant.
And was the first time you saw them at the Eurovision?
Yeah, it was.
They won for Italy. It was a great tune. So you think Bambi Tug did a great job tonight? And will you have a little Eurovision party?
I think she's fantastic. Oh yeah, it'll be happening again this year, and it'll be great because we'll get all the Irish flags out and we'll be cheering her along.
You'll have a party, will you?
100%, yeah.
Well, hang on, stay there, Kira. Jessica, what do you make of that? Somebody who loves the Eurovision and thought it was a great track and a great performance.
Yeah, you can love the Eurovision if you want. I just think it's gone downhill in the past few years. I think the last product we had was, that I can remember anyway, was 2013. It was Ryan Dolan. I think he's from, like, Northern Ireland, and he had a song called Only Love Survives. That, I think, should have won, and I think we got knocked out early from it. So if no one's heard it, listen to it. But it's just gone to the stage now where it's like, oh, who can be the biggest weirdo in front of everyone?
Right. But what about Maneskin? We said Maneskin there from Italy. They just went in with a good song. Then you had Loreen last year, and she went in with a good song. Wins, doesn't it?
No, I like Maneskin. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying, like, I'm a pop bubblegum princess. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I do like me heavy songs. I just think this is just the song.
I mean,
What's that, Kira?
You could argue that Maneskin are really out there, like, you know, they kind of cross gender boundaries and stuff like that, have long hair and dress a bit different. Their song was rocky,
They didn't have the staging of a satanic cult, okay, Kira? I'm trying to be nice about it, but no. What did we send? What in the name of God did we send? She's just making a holy show of us.
It's what got the most votes. Like, it's a catchy song. Like,
and
the staging might
be
a bit out there, but...
Why did the song that showcased the Irish language, Catawban, why did that not get sent through? It would have showcased a different type of music, and would have showcased our language. I still don't know how this weirdo got to be on the stage.
I think it's, like, I really don't like the way you keep saying weirdo. Like, I find that, like, just a bit offensive.
It's
and I don't...
Normal.
like, I don't disagree with you that, like, the Irish song was quite good as well, but at the end of the day, Bambi Toe got more votes, and I think both of those songs were quite catchy. They were probably my my top two of what we were getting ready to send. But in my opinion, Doomsday Blue was more catchy, like, than the Irish song.
I was hoping we would have gotten booted out tonight. I was praying we were going to get booted out tonight.
Why, Jessica? Why would you like to see
that's
Ireland
shocking.
Getting kicked out?
Like, you should be supporting Ireland. Like, that's just nuts.
Gary, may I come in there, please?
Martin. Is that Martin?
Yeah, sorry, Gary.
Yeah, Martin, fire away.
I think... Jessica has hit the nail on the head here. Okay? The Eurovision, as I said, the original purpose of it was to... promote and advance communications across continents and across the world. But it also had, at its essence, now, I'm old enough, I can go back to Butch Moore, okay? So, you know, don't start throwing rocks. But what I'm talking about is each country that came on board with the Eurovision as they came in, the song entries were a representation of their country, their culture, our nation. It's now just become a cesspit. Now, I have to be honest, I didn't watch it tonight. I have no real interest in it because I lost interest years ago. I just saw the way it was going. There was a time when I was younger, when I was, you know, in my teens, into my 20s, certainly even into my 30s, I would watch it if I had the opportunity. But now, to me, no, it's a car crash to me. I've no interest in watching car crashes.
And
they're too tragic.
Martin, do you think it should be scrapped?
Yes. Because to me, it's a pollutant.
And how would you feel on Saturday night if Ireland won and we were 8 wins, 1 ahead of Sweden? Would you feel a sense of patriotism or pride, or would you be happy, or would you
No,
care?
I wouldn't.
I
wouldn't. I would feel slightly depressed over it, that people think that represents Ireland. It doesn't.
But it's only a song.
It simply doesn't. Pardon?
It's only a song. That's what they'd say. You know, that's what people would say to you.
The whole premise on which Eurovision is built, as I say, park the technology element of it, which has been far surpassed. One of the premises that it was built around was that it was supposed to represent the national identity and the culture of a country. It doesn't do that.
So
Jessica is absolutely right. It does not do that. It's simply, in my opinion, the whole thing is abhorrent. I think it's gone. It just promotes everything that corrupts not just Ireland society, but every society. Because it's promoting things that are just...
It's just more a singing competition now. Like, even the name Eurovision, there's countries that aren't in Europe that are entered into
yep.
it. Like, I understand
yep.
what you're saying,
exactly.
and I get where you're coming from, but it's completely different than what it was when it first started from...
Yeah, because it's all there to promote an agenda.
What's that agenda, Martin?
Yeah.
What do you mean by agenda?
The agenda is exactly the agenda you were discussing earlier on. The agenda is to undermine and devalue morals, value, national identity, love of one's country, love of one's culture. These are things that are being made out as hateful to be someone that says, I love my country, I love my culture, I want to protect it. Quite frankly, I don't care. If people want to think I'm hateful, they can think whatever they want. They're entitled to their opinions. But that is my opinion. And I'm entitled to my opinion.
Well, everyone's entitled to their opinion.
Absolutely, they are.
Yeah, no,
absolutely.
Mark, no, you're entitled to your opinion.
You're entitled to your opinion, but you don't have to insult other people along the way. That's
and what have I said tonight that's insulting? Sorry, what have I said that's insulting?
If it was yourself earlier that was referring to Bambi not by the pronouns that they choose to be...
No. Hold on. That's not an insult. That's a simple biological statement. This individual is a man.
Yes,
that's not an insult.
No,
that's a simple statement of fact. I'm not doing it to insult the person. I'm doing it as a statement of fact. I will not buy into this corruption of language.
It's juvenile.
It's facile, and it's ridiculous. I will not buy into it. I will not be forced into compelled statements or speech.
Hold on a second, everyone. Let's just remember we're talking about the Eurovision Song Contest tonight and the success of Ireland. That's what we're talking about. That's for a different discussion on a different night. I'd need at least, you know, two energy drinks to sit through that one. So just stick to the Eurovision for tonight and Bambi Thug doing well. It's a brilliant result for Ireland, whichever way you slice and dice it. And Ciara, I want to get back to you just for a second. You're going to be having a little party on Saturday night and will you have your friends over? Are they all like-minded and they love the Eurovision Song Contest?
100%, like, it's at the end there, it's a song contest, and every year, like, we do a little draw and pick out the names, like, for which country, and we have different flags for all the different countries, and like, we were delighted last year when Loreen won, even though it makes her even score with Ireland, like, for Sweden. But yeah, this year we'll definitely have loads of Irish flags. It'll be great to actually have our own representing and get to support Ireland.
Great, Ciara. And Jessica, you won't be watching it, will you? Or maybe you'll throw an old curious eye upon it, will you?
I will be watching, because like I said, I want Baby Lasagna from Croatia to win, because like I said, I just think he has the better stage presentation,
Baby Lasagna,
better song.
Okay,
but
okay.
That's just my two cents.
Okay, and Martin, will you, you don't have a television?
No, I don't, Gary.
Would you watch it online? Will you watch clips on your social media or whatever?
No, absolutely not. No.
Well, that's the end of that then. Just, I can't knock around with a little portable television and talk you into it, no.
No, absolutely right. Not. Just,
well,
there's
a man who knows his business. All right, Martin, Ciara, Jessica, thanks a million for joining me. I really enjoyed it.
Night, Gary.
That was fun. I enjoyed
it. Take care.
Thanks for calling in. Appreciate it.
Now, real people, real opinions. Nighttime Talk.
Ireland's classic hits radio.